Welcome to the Popcorn Talk Network, for the online broadcast network that features movie discussion, news, and interviews. Press one.
Popcorn Talk. We talk movies.
From the Popcorn Talk Network, the online broadcast network for movie talk, and the schmoes know, this is Marvel Movie News, bringing you the most up-to-date discussion and commentary within the Marvel Universe.
Excelsior, true believers. Hello. Yeah, take that, Talon.
That hurt.
Do you say that every time?
Sometimes.
You should.
Maybe I will. welcome back to the first show of the year, 2015. It's going to be a big year for us, Marvel. We are the Marvel Movie News, where we tell you all the news from all the studios and why you should be as excited as we are. So you can subscribe to us on iTunes, finding Marvel Movie News or Popcorn Talk Network. You can please also subscribe to us on YouTube and the Popcorn Talk Network. And if you're having trouble finding us on any one of those, you can go to popcorntalknetwork.com and find us that way.
Yep.
So I'm Matt Key. At the Matt Key is my Twitter handle.
I'm Meredith Placco. You can find me at M Placco.
And Matt Cook is out on assignment today. And by assignment, I mean he is...
In New York City.
Freezing for a wedding. But he is on the YouTube live feed for a little bit.
Aww, so say hi, Matt Cook.
But taking his place today is a cosplay goddess.
Oh my goodness.
Oh,
well.
Chloe Dykstra.
Hi.
And a bigger Marvel fan than me, Taliesin Javier.
Oh, thank you. I'm trying to lose weight. I'll be a smaller Marvel fan.
What's your Twitter?
It's at SkyDart.
Okay.
And I'm at Executive Goth.
Which is true. You are the VP of Goth.
Yes, I travel the world and I'm spooky. It's great.
So before we get into the show, why don't you tell us what you're up to?
What am I up to?
Yeah, what are you doing? What projects are you working on? Where are you going?
Right now, well, Meredith and I have a little show on the internet. It's called Pizza and Porn, where essentially I have my girlfriends come over and we watch porn and eat pizza.
And MST3K.
It's basically MST3K with parody porn. So we watch all these super nerdy porns. We have like the Avengers and like all, it's going to be really fun.
Yeah,
so.
when are you going to... Have us over. Yeah.
Oh, well, we don't really have boys over
but,
we can open up.
I think that's only fair.
Yeah,
it's
that's
time.
Fair. That's fair.
Broaden your horizons.
Iron Man just died.
Oh, no!
Oh, no, Iron Man!
He's been drinking too much.
He's fine. He's got a suit. He's good.
Yeah, he's fine.
Yeah.
Tell us, what are you up to?
Just finished up the run, a 14-year run, good God, on Hellsing Ultimate, which just ran on Cartoon Network.
You're the voice director?
I'm the voice director and script adapter and a couple random characters and one of the worst Cockney accents ever heard.
Oh, Lizzie, come on.
Do Thanos as a Cockney accent.
It's all right. What is this?
Oh, no.
Do not presume to tell anything to me, boy. I was so awful. See, I just like, it's like an Australian head, like
You sound like Johnny Depp doing
I can do Johnny Depp. That's much easier.
Oh, that's pretty good.
But yeah, and on beyond that, I'm going to be at Anime LA all weekend, just talking to people and probably being a bit of a drunk nuisance.
Oh, that's actually how I met you, was being a drunk nuisance.
Wait, who was
you've got to tell me, because I don't remember.
I know. So we were at Akon in Dallas, Texas.
Yeah.
A couple years ago, and we started talking because we bonded over going to a goth club at
Barson?
No, it was in Dallas.
It was called the church. I remember hearing ads for that when I lived there.
Oh yeah, no, it's like a John Hughes film in there. It's crazy.
It's amazing. Like four different rooms, all different music, and I was like, "Yeah, this dude's awesome, cool." We exchanged information.
Well, at the time, were you a junior VP of Goth? I've
been executive Goth since about 22, so I was
a young CEO.
I started very young.
That's impressive. What an entrepreneur!
But yeah, I was shocked when I moved out here, and my boyfriend's like, "Oh yeah, you got to meet my friend Taliesin." I'm like, "Okay."
See, he said you are Taliesin. Whatever.
You were his gateway into Goth Industrial.
Yeah.
It makes me so happy.
Wow. Well,
Taliesin serves as a
gateway
to
a lot of things. And you can find out more at Pizza and Porn. All about those gateways.
Oh, also, guys, before we get into the show, I have a big announcement.
Yeah.
It's my pre-birthday show.
Happy birthday.
I'm old. I'm so ancient.
Wait, is your birthday technically tomorrow?
Yes, I'm the 9th.
We're going to Disney.
Maybe we'll
go meet Thor.
Get a Gaston in there while you're out.
Ronald Hollick just said Johnny Depp for Karnak and Inhumans on our live feed. What do you think?
it's one of those, of course, it's obvious, but it's so, of course, obvious that it almost worries me. I like to be a little confused by Marvel casting. It always makes me feel better.
Yeah. All right. Well, speaking of Marvel, let's get into it. Let's get into the news that we've vamped for long
There's
enough.
Marvel news.
So today we're going to be talking about the Ant-Man trailer. Mm-hmm. We're also going to cover some Agent Carter, our opinions of that. Yes. We've got... over the holidays, while we were away, we had some Vision Ultron.
There was some news coming out.
Yeah. We've got a Daredevil release, Gambit, Deadpool casting. So that's where we're going today. Mm-hmm. All right. So first up, we got our full, well, not our full size. Well, we got a full size as in it's human size and we can watch it and enjoy it. But the
Ant-Man
teaser. Yeah. The
one.
Ant-Man teaser went up this week. What'd you guys think? Oh, that was my phone.
We just drop everything.
Throw it all.
This is, yeah.
That was actually my opinion on the Ant-Man trailer. It's like, all right, whatever.
Just knock stuff off the table.
Not being the biggest Ant-Man fan from the comics, I'm glad they're doing Scott and not Hank Pym. I can't stand Hank Pym.
I agree.
But I feel like Marvel's become a little formulaic with their teaser trailers. You get the soft fade out, boom, boom, here's a shot, here's a shot. I was really impressed to see him riding an ant, and I think I saw a wasp in there, not Janet Van Dyne, but an actual wasp. And that's what they mean by having the wasp. They're just going to actually have a wasp. And
So it's not wasp.
Yeah, spoiler alert, guys. It's not the wasp, it's a wasp. But overall, I was just...
I can't wait to see that wasp.
I know. Overall, I was just a little underwhelmed, but... Again, I'm not super excited about this film, so there's probably a lot. I love the costume, though. I think the costume is one of the cooler redesigns.
I agree.
So that's my thoughts.
Tal?
I like Ant-Man. I don't love Ant-Man. No one I know loves Ant-Man.
I've never met someone who's like, oh, dude.
I mean, who
Ant-Man,
has
right?
really big expectations for this movie? Like, realistically.
God, there's so many puns happening. I don't even know how to, like contain big expectations for Ant-Man.
On Twitter, yeah.
Yeah, it's interesting because it's not a very, it's a character that's almost indicative of the entire Marvel Universe, where even in the comic books, when you say, like, I don't know, maybe I'll call Ant-Man, people go, really? And who?
What? Huh?
Oh, God. Oh. So it's, I don't, and there was a purpose to this film at one point, which was that there was a creator who was really behind it and really inspired by it, and that's over now. And, like, that would have gotten me excited.
Yeah, Edgar Wright.
Edgar Wright got me excited for his Vision. And now I don't know. I'm not going to say it's going to be their first mistake or their next one.
Yeah.
But
I don't think it is.
I don't think it is either.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Marvel has a plan. That's my opinion. Marvel has a plan. I trust Marvel. I think they know what they're doing. They know what they're, like, they know their phase three. They know the stories they're trying to tell. And I think... But that will influence this.
I feel this is more than a stretch, more of a stretch than a talking raccoon, though, which is saying something.
Wow, really?
Yeah, I thought the raccoon was an easier sell than Ant-Man. I do. I think Guardians.
Maybe, it's got rockets.
It had an interesting director. It had an interest, and it was a really out there. And this is falling into a pad. This is a superhero film. I know they're billing it
as a heist film. Yeah.
They got to pitch it as a heist film. They haven't done that yet.
Yeah. I think that was the big thing for me is that the tone felt off. Mm. Like they were like, this is a really serious action film.
Yeah.
And then like Paul Rudd's like, here's a zinger. But no, wait, it's a serious action film. Here's another zinger. Ant-Man.
Yeah, like, it's like Iron Man meets Bug's Life. It's like... It's weird. It's like super... It is super serious, and there's not like a whole lot of action at the beginning. It's just a bunch of people looking angry and like, I don't know, and angsty.
Yeah.
And
Michael
then,
Douglas is all, you're going to be Ant-Man.
And then like Ant CGI, and then like that's it. You know, it's like, he's tiny.
They did one thing for me, though.
What's that?
Cassie Lang.
Cassie Lang,
Do we have to wait 6 years to put her in a suit? Because that's really, like, it's what I'm all about, is I want a Young Avengers film.
Yeah.
I want a Young Avengers Netflix series. Forget film.
Oh, that'd be awesome.
That would be great. And have her a stature.
Have her a stature and kind of do a mesh of, like, the original run of Young Avengers and the current, my new favorite, one of my favorite books of, like, the last year.
Kieran Gillen?
Oh, my.
It was so
good. It's amazing.
You got me hooked on that.
Yeah.
It's really good.
I just want more Kate as Hawkeye.
That's Kate. And her dating Marvel Boy was amazing. Mm-hmm. I mean, it was a great story.
Yeah, see, this is a problem. We're talking more about what could be versus this. Marvel.
Well, it's like Ant-Man leaves something to be desired. So you're like, let's talk about other things that could happen.
Let me tell you what I think is cool about the Ant-Man story. First of all, it seems like they're doing the whole redemption theme with Hank Pym with his daughter. and then with Scott Lang and his daughter. I think that's going to be a big, long part of it, and I think that's kind of a cool thing to do. They've never done a Passing Torch kind of film. If you ever watched Batman Beyond in the 90s, it's like they're kind of doing that. It's like Batman Beyond in the 90s meets the first Iron Man. Like, that's kind of the way I'm seeing it, is here's a special suit and it does amazing things, and I need you to take over because I'm too old to do it now. But, you know, so there's that. And Scott Lang, I think, he's a very interesting character to me. Like, he's not one of my favorites, but like in terms of like the Ant-Mans that they could have chosen, it was either Hank Pym, who's just like, talk about white bread. Like, I don't want to, you know.
Yeah, him and Mr. Fantastic are from the same stock.
Entitled and Angry, which doesn't necessarily make a good film.
You know, so I'm glad that they went with Scott Lang because he's got the whole daughter thing and the whole redemption thing. And like, he's such an interesting character because of he's almost like Spider-Man in a way. He's almost like Peter Parker in that he's like very sarcastic and everything. So
there's another potential Spider-Man replacement for Civil War.
I have some hopes.
Well, no, I'm just saying, like, remember we've been trying to figure out who...
I was like, wait, you're talking about there's casting?
I'm thinking in terms of who they can have play the Peter Parker role.
I'm kind of curious if he's going to make a cameo in the Jessica Jones. Not Spider-Woman. Jewel.
Jessica Jones.
Jessica Jones, not, you know, although I wonder if Jessica Drew is going to make an appearance to Jessica Jones.
Yeah, she was an alien.
I know,
I know, because there's
we actually know a Jessica Drew, so it gets very complicated.
Oh, that's funny.
That is funny. Yeah, she just commented on something.
Hi, Jess.
Hi, Jessica Drew.
Hi, Jessica Drew.
I wonder, because that was a very weird story arc, if anyone ever read The Alias with
her. It was fantastic.
She was dating Scott, and it got really awkward.
Yeah, it got super awkward.
It ended really badly.
Yeah. Jessica Jones was dating Scott Lang, and...
I really thought that The Alias TV show had to do with the comic.
I was so disappointed.
You were incorrect.
I realized that about episode 5.
You were wrong.
Episode 5. Yeah. You're like, well, this is
I was there with you. I was there with you.
She doesn't seem to be a Marvel character.
I'm really confused.
Yeah, this is weird. So that's Ant-Man. I mean, any other thoughts?
Yeah. What are your guys' thoughts? Comment on, at us at Marvel Schmoes, or comment on the YouTube comments. I'd like to know.
The Yellow Jacket suit looked really good. I was very, very excited about that.
So, if you want to read the Scott Lang origin story, his first appearance is actually in an Avengers run. I can't remember which number, but his origin story is Marvel Premiere 47 and 48 from 1979.
My God.
I can't do that.
Jesus Christ.
Marvel Wikipedia right there.
Yeah, it's amazing.
Well, it's simple. You just read them. It's a really short run. Each one is only about 20 pages long, and it's what they're doing in the movie is almost exactly what they did in the comics, except for the fact that he stole the Ant-Man suit from Hank Pym instead of being gifted the Ant-Man suit in the movie.
And I'll say my favorite story arcs with him that I can think of are his run in Alias, which is a little adult. Yeah. So if you're not in the mood to see some very disturbing things happen, probably avoid that.
Purple Man.
His FF run as the leader of the Future Foundation was really good.
By Matt Fraction.
The Future Foundation stuff has been
great.
Super
fun.
I was very miss it.
And I liked that book better than the Fantastic Four one.
I like anything
I did too.
Better than.
Oh, no.
Wow!
Okay. I'm very
strong. There was those two, and then they just started a new Ant-Man book, which very obviously from the first issue is they're obviously going. You just saw a trailer. Please read.
Very much.
I'm blanking on who the artist is, but I just got that one last night. I haven't read it, but art looks great. So.
Great cover art.
Yeah.
Yeah, Talos is going to look it up. He's got it right
there. I could just pull up my comments.
Moving on, unless there's anything else. Are we good? We happy with our discussion there? Okay. Moving on. Over the holidays, some new Age of Ultron art
came
out.
Yeah, this isn't confirmed.
It's possible. It could be just like someone like, hey, look at how awesome this looks. Mm-hmm. I'm a good artist and a good writer.
Well, someone on Reddit found this, and what they think it is a lot of companies will get style guides. Like, if you're a toy manufacturer or clothing company, they kind of give you these little things to look at to see, like, here's a little background if you're going to design something. So this does look like something from the official Age of Ultron style guide.
Look at that.
I'm not saying I've seen it.
It looks so much like the Captain America style guide and the Avengers style guide. It looks like the same artist.
I'm not saying that I've seen this in a PDF format or not. I'm just saying it looks very similar. Mm-hmm. So I think it's great because it also gives us a little bit of a bio. And guys, spoilery stuff here if you don't want to know about Vision and Ultron's possible origins in the film. But I think it's pretty rad because they're saying straight up that Tony and Bruce created Vision.
Right.
Yeah.
I thought it was somebody else who created Vision. I thought it was it Hank?
No, Hank Pym created Ultron.
Yeah, that's right. Okay.
Then Ultron created Vision.
Okay. Yeah. All right, cool. Got it.
So it's Grandpa.
Grandpa Hank.
Grandpa Hank.
But it is kind of funny in the comic books. They always have like Ultron is like, "You're my family." Like about Hank Pym and Vision and Wasp and
children should do what they're told.
Yeah. And even Wonder Man, because Vision's brain is based off of
Simon's brain.
Yeah. The Ultron one is interesting. A lot of people were thinking that since Hank Pym was in the 60s and Ultron is a revamped security program, that maybe Tony Stark went back and was like, "Oh yeah, this Hank Pym guy did this. I'm going to do this."
Yeah.
This is saying, if it's true, this is saying that it was a simple computer program hidden among the ruins of the Chitauri invasion. And then Tony repurposed it. It's alien technology.
If you're going to make a film version of a giant universe, you just simplify and streamline, and then finding something in the 1960s to pull out just sounds so much more complicated than, "Hey, remember last film when this thing crashed? Well, here it is.
Here it is, and we played with it." And that also kind of like, that gives the other Avengers impetus to be upset with Tony Stark, to be like, what are you doing?
Why are you playing God with villainous material, sir?
You know, so.
It was glowing purple, you should learn.
I mean, everything else in the, and there is, do we have it? Know, so.
We have that Vision image. I mean, like, everyone's seen Ultron now, and I love Ultron.
Yeah.
But do they have the,
we've shown, like, the Vision, like, from the movie poster and everything. I love
thank
the
you.
Cape.
Yes.
That cape.
Oh, thanks,
that
cape. Oh, thank you so much, Steve. That is, that cape. And, like, the black detail in the,
Someone suggested that they found a way to justify the colors by having Tony Stark and Bruce Banner work on him.
Oh.
So he's green for Bruce Banner, and then he's red and gold for Iron Man.
That's so nice. Really cool.
So, and I do like that they created him, because you can almost see the story in the film, if this is true, it's true, you can almost see the story in the film of them being like, "Oh, nuts, we did this whole Ultron thing, now we need to redeem ourselves.
Science bros."
Yeah.
Science bros to the rescue.
Then we get a montage.
And they got like goggles on. Yeah.
Wipe the smudge off of each other's goggles.
Or there's like an explosion, they take the goggles off and they're like,
they toast their PBRs to each other.
I want this now.
Science bros give birth to robot bros.
Yeah.
So then like Vision and Ultron can get all weepy over each other.
Hands and run around.
That series.
And then suddenly Robot Slash appears.
I also think we're going to get multiple. I think that's going to be a final form of Vision. I think they're going to do the white suit.
Still
think they are. I think when they're building it, it's going to be white, and then he's going to. I don't want to overpredict, because I'm really good at predicting this.
Oh my God.
And I
that
ruin
would be
everything.
Kind of cool, though.
But yeah, that's what I would do.
I want this to be like in Rocky Horror, when Rocky comes out of the tank and he's like, I want that to be the scene.
Can I also say that synopsis says that he's imparted with the ability to fly, project intense energy beams, and change the density of his form. Hearing change the density of his form makes me so excited.
Yeah,
because
that's
doing that.
Oh, that'll be cool.
I just read that he's able to project intensity, so that's like, I'm already feeling it.
He just looks at you, he's like, "Hello, Taliesin."
He knows how to get resting bitch face.
Yeah, definitely.
Just call that British. I thought that was
One of the things I want to point out is I was a little on the fence about them putting a cape on Vision for this because of the films. But that being said, one of my favorite things from the Asgard costumes is their ability to make capes look really cool.
The capes look great.
Yeah, Marvel movie. I'm like, I want to make, how do I do that folding? That cape is epic on Thor. And like, yeah, so that's a good cape.
25
I like
yards of velvet.
Yeah. Yeah. It's
like two people off
screen. Thinking cosplayers are going to be like, oh God, most expensive costume.
Yeah.
Somebody's gonna make that out of like dipped latex.
Or just body paint.
Texture.
I see Jesse Pridemore dresses this guy, but just like with
body
paint.
Is there a female Vision yet? I don't remember one from like Avengers AI or anything.
Yeah, lady gender bend.
I'm all about that. That's fine. But I was curious if it had been done at
in
this point.
In comics, yeah.
Yeah.
No.
Not that I know of.
It should be,
I want to figure out Danger.
Danger?
The real personification of the Danger Room.
It's super squishy.
You're ruining the illusion for everybody.
I'm sorry, guys. Yes. It's real.
That's okay. She also
kind of ruins the illusion, which is caution in three different languages.
Whoever holds this hammer should exercise caution.
Do you guys know why you need to have caution while you're holding this? Because apparently... It didn't do it. Wait. It's not doing
squeeze,
it.
Squeeze, squeeze.
Oh, yes! It shoots lightning in the form of Nerf darts.
Nerf lightning.
I'm just going to let that cool down for a while.
So, and by the way, I think we get a new Avengers trailer next week, right?
Yes, next week.
So, tune in next week. We'll break down that trailer and talk about that some more. Nice. So, well, we
talk
will.
Talk about the symbolism inside the trailer.
We really do. English class. We'll spend like 20 minutes on a trailer if they let us. It's insane, actually.
So,
that's what we are.
Let's move on to television, which we hardly ever have TV.
Because none of us watch Agent
Carter.
I watch Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
Somebody has to.
No, let me tell you, I'm aware of the first season.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's a completely different show.
No, I know, and I've been catching up. That being said, what Agent Carter managed to do in their 2-hour season premiere was what I wish they had started with Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
I agree.
Because
what
I loved about it was I didn't realize I was watching a Marvel tie-in until, like, every once in a while they'll be like, oh, Leviathan, oh, rocks on oil. And I'm like, oh my gosh, little Easter eggs. But they did such a great job of just building this really great television show that anyone who's never read the comic or even watched the previous films could just tune in and watch.
Well, what's amazing is that these shows, like a 2-hour premiere is about as long as any Marvel movie.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's pretty cool, like, what's going on TV these days, you know, and the fact that this is what we're watching.
This is the Dick Tracy I've always wanted. Mm-hmm. I was so, it's like primary colors and spy gadgets, and all she needs is like a two-way radio with Stark on the other end, and it would be
so
like
rad.
Oh, I loved it. Yeah,
it was very attractive.
It was a very strong premiere for the show.
Very strong premiere.
Like when I got done watching the second episode, I was like, no,
I don't want to wait a week.
I've got to wait. Oh, come on.
When it was premiered, I couldn't watch it when it had just premiered, and I was on Twitter, and everyone's like, Agent Carter, like it was amazing.
Which was Jeff Thorne was like tweeting at you about it.
It was like constant. Like my timeline was just Agent Carter. It was just like nonstop. So obviously a good reception. I'm still
learning Twitter. Would we say that was trending?
Yes.
Perhaps.
We would have to look that up, but it was quite
trending.
Was it trending?
It was
quite trendy. It was a trendy.
It was a trendy
trendish.
It was a trendy
trendish.
So things I loved about it was the set, the look and the feel. It was very obvious a lot of backlots were used here in LA, but I actually thought that added to the element
because it
kind of gave a pseudo, like, disassociated campiness.
Very pop feel.
I recognized my boyfriend's street in one of the chase scenes.
Wait, really? In downtown?
Because, they did the 4th Street Bridge. I know that. That's my new favorite LA thing is like, oh, I know that place.
That's an intense drinking game.
And the music was so spot on. Whoa, hey, microphone, are you there? The music was amazing. I love the score.
I was very, very happy with the score.
Ooh. Kitty Pryde walked through the panel in there. I just forgot what I was going to say because of Kitty Pryde. Kitty Pryde again.
Yeah.
Leviathan. That was awesome. Like, dropping that so early on, it's like, oh.
Did anybody figure out the heart with the line, by the way?
I think he was trying to draw serpents, right?
Yeah.
I think so too, but again, they're just playing with our minds. So they could be playing with our minds.
Just a little bit of backstory. Leviathan in the comics, what I know of Leviathan is a female in the first actual Madam Hydra, mm-hmm. when she kind of comes in and takes over Hydra, and she was a Russian sleeper agent in S.H.I.E.L.D. Mm-hmm. For many, many years, and then kind of turns, I wouldn't say evil, but she just is like, I'm going to just go do Leviathan. So it's kind of like and they're very anti, octopus.
Explosions.
No, yeah. My Hydra, it's the antithesis to Hydra.
Mm.
So I'm wondering if they're trying to set up like another villain that's going to be anti-S.H.I.E.L.D. and anti-Hydra? Or is it going to go completely
direction? If there's something I've been disappointed in, it's been the fact that Hydra, they've not really built, I think, a cohesive philosophy for Hydra. Whereas in the comic books, Hydra has, it's an ultra-left-wing organization. Yeah. They're anti-corporate, they're anti-establishment, but they haven't really done that.
They're just kind of like Nazis bad.
Yeah.
They're Nazis.
I mean, Winter Soldier seem to spell out like
a little bit.
All about control. Like it's all about like giving people the illusion of liberty for the sake of security.
But
like,
I sort of got that,
but I don't think that it was really like they didn't really go into too much about what they really like what the whole organization was about.
It's literally it's the opposite of what the organization is about in the comics. Where they're the most organized anarchists. They're anti-corporate, but at the same time they do everything that they talk about hating because they're those kind of people.
Yeah.
I think Hydra needs a better mission statement.
Yeah.
Someone should be a mission guy.
I think someone should.
Like, yeah, it's all over the place. It's like on GeoCities. Yeah.
Someone should drop a PDF. We should have like a PowerPoint presentation for.
Oh, I want like I want a video. I want like a hosted video.
Yeah.
So you've joined Hydra.
Yeah. Exactly.
Now, so I understood Leviathan was like a part of Hydra. Am I wrong? Like I could have sworn
started
that
it splintered off.
But it splintered off in Secret Warriors, right?
Yeah.
The John
and I'm blanking on her. I'm blanking on her name. The girl who goes by Leviathan and the Shield agent. God, I'm not a wealth of
but
memory.
I do know,
you got me on this one.
I do know that in the comics, mm-hmm. Gorgon is a big part of Leviathan, as is Whitehall, who's in S.H.I.E.L.D. now.
Yes.
He was like one of the leaders of the whole thing.
Does she have the big octopus on her head right now?
Yeah.
Yes. Like,
I love that.
I know.
Yeah. She mm-hmm. started in Leviathan in the Secret Warriors.
Yeah, when she was in, yeah, and just it's such a it's
that's
just
actually where she
story.
Transformed. Like,
yeah.
It was in the Secret Warriors.
Yeah, so. It was in Secret Warriors, which was a fantastic comic
book. It was a great book with the wrong name.
Yeah,
why wasn't it called Howling Commandos?
Yeah.
It should have been.
It should have been, yeah.
If you are looking to read some comic books, you should read Secret Warriors. But, so let's get back on the...
Yeah.
That noise is from the cell phones next to the mics.
Oh.
We'll get rid of that.
Thank you.
Thanks a lot, Skydart.
I'm sorry.
It's okay. So Agent Carter, Leviathan. I really do think he was trying to draw some snakes. Though, I think one of our fans... sent me something where like they want to go on a Disney cruise and they filled in like the ears and they had like the water. I was like, he wants a Disney cruise.
We should do that.
He was trying to spell out like he wants a Disney cruise.
Still haven't been on a Disney cruise.
Aww.
Which I found funny.
That was
I don't think Disney was doing cruises in 46.
I don't know. Maybe they were very private cruises. Yeah. I'm not going to judge anything.
Agent Carter.
I'm excited.
It was so much action and so much fun. Yeah,
and I love Jarvis. I love how he was like, "Oh, please, I want to go with you more. Like, let me drive. Let me be your driver."
Oh, at first, speaking like, of that, yeah, going along with that, what are he and Howard hiding? Like, what was the end of the first episode? Remember, he was like,
"Yeah,
she'll never know. I don't think she'll ever figure it out." Like. What's going on?
I hate to speculate.
Steve. Yeah. I think it's Steve.
Speculate away.
I think they're hiding Steve. I think they've,
really?
They've at that point rescued... Oh, no. I guess they didn't.
There's no way they could have. Yeah. I don't know what it is. I think it's probably a bit of a red herring. I don't think that they're up to anything nefarious.
Yeah.
See, that's the thing is I'm afraid of spoiling something
Say it.
Spoilers, maybe.
I think they're already building S.H.I.E.L.D. I think they already know about Leviathan. And I also don't necessarily trust that Jarvis actually has a wife.
Yeah.
I'm worried.
I think she's dead.
I'm worried about that too.
But we heard her voice.
No, we didn't.
No, we didn't.
Yeah. At one point, don't we hear a woman's voice when he's on the phone? He's like, "One second, I really could have sworn we did."
Oh, maybe we did actually. Yeah. Oh, I loved the whole. I don't want to say feminism, like that. Like
please.
But the whole part in the second episode where she's heard this stupid radio play this whole time. And then in the very end, as Captain America on the radio play is beating someone up.
Oh, it's a beautiful piece of it.
It was so well juxtaposed.
Yeah.
Like, that juxtaposition was so well done. And like there was like every part of me is like, yeah, girls are awesome. Yeah, like
I really love that they're able to like showcase the misogyny of the time.
Right.
And
yeah,
and
that's
really
a good way to put
and,
it.
And battle and kind of show like how women battled against it, like by beating the
that's probably gonna be a big theme in this show.
Well, that was their great quote about Agent Carter's superpowers that she is constantly underestimated.
Yeah.
Right.
And then another thing I love is
that's pretty cool.
It is.
I like that.
And have you noticed she like the female friends she sets up, there's no cattiness, there's no bitchiness. Like you have the diner girl who legitimately wants to be Peggy's friend, and Peggy's just afraid to get close because the last time she got close to someone, they died. I really like that they're setting this, you know, precedent of we don't have to have catty jealousy female friendships.
Are you going
to
be upset if she turns out to be Leviathan?
No, because it doesn't make it necessarily catty, just a person.
No, it's, that's...
See, my favorite thing is I love strong female supervillains. I like them more than female heroes, to be honest.
Do you guys think that they're going to be able to keep it up throughout the show?
Yeah. I think so. It's like it's the beauty of writing like a Netflix thing. It's like you know how many episodes you have. You're not like vamping.
It's one
for
of the things that makes
season,
BBC
you know?
Shows so good is that
they know
they've got a small number.
We've got six episodes. Let's do it. You know, they can parse the story out. I think it'll just get stronger. I think it's just going
to
get better.
The first two are always the toughest to get together.
Yeah. I think there might be like one episode where it's like, that was good.
Yeah.
But like, I think by the end, it's just going to be like, oh my God, do more.
And I feel if it really kicks off and the ratings stick, one of the things I was reading, someone suggested doing like time skip decades so we can cover like the 40s right now. Then we can go revisit the 50s and we can kind of see S.H.I.E.L.D. growing over the years.
That would be really cool.
That's very cool. Yeah. That's very, very cool.
What a cool idea. Mm-hmm. I think they should just listen to the like, fans.
Yeah. Like Downton Abbey. We just like, yeah. Meanwhile in 1929.
Exactly. Yeah.
So I just have to apologize to Gamer Girl because I keep looking away from the chat board. And I also want to point out that Creed Nilsson said Bryan Cranston should be MODOK. And that makes me so excited.
Whoa.
That's amazing.
Yes.
That was amazing. Okay, mind blown.
Bryan Cranston should be anybody. Yeah.
Are you reading Secret Avengers right now, by the way?
No, I'm not. But I've read the first trade.
No,
I've
read the first trade. You got to read the stuff right now.
No, I know MODOK is like in love with Maria Hill.
MODOK is in love with Maria Hill and it has become the greatest badass.
I need to read this.
Yeah.
I need to bring my MODOK mug in.
You have a MODOK mug?
Yes, I got from ThinkGeek. It's beautiful.
I'm so jealous.
Someone's
going to
steal it.
Yeah.
You would have to change the voice. I love that they do his voice and everything is here.
Anything else we want to say about Agent Carter? Like,
no,
we're happy.
I love it.
Yeah, it's great.
Marvel's Dick Tracy. It's great.
Yeah. It's great. So real quick casting news. Edward James Olmos joined the Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. That just came out today.
Why are you not watching this show? Why? Watch the show. Watch the show.
Do you want 1 minute to pitch?
Do it, Taliesin.
On why everyone should be watching.
Tell
Agents
me why
of
I should
S.H.I.E.L.D.
watch it.
It's actually, okay, I'm going to ignore the first half of the first, everything other than one episode Captain America 2 just didn't quite have it together. I admit that. Because no one really wants to watch the richest people in the world with all the toys beat up everybody else. Yeah. That's not a good time. Everyone knew it. Once everything started to kick in, though, they have built a S.H.I.E.L.D. team. It is, if you want to read a S.H.I.E.L.D. comic book, it's there. You've got your supervillains. They're bringing in characters that you would never see otherwise. We got the Absorbing Man. We got one of the best Sif battles I've seen. She's never kicked as much ass as she did on...
She killed it.
It was amazing. It was fun to watch her like run into a bar full of drunken idiots and be like, oh, this is cute. I can throw them. Woo! There was
if
a truck
you're hearing
out there.
That, that's the garbage truck outside of the
no,
studio.
No, that's a Quinjet.
That's a Quinjet.
That is a Quinjet.
And they're
garbage tying, Quinjet. Yes.
They're bringing in the origin of the Inhumans is happening in this show right now. They're
that killed me.
That's what I love about it.
They're bringing in. They've brought in Mockingbird, and it's a great Mockingbird. And I think that we're going to get more and more out of there. And Agent 33, what an amazing character they've gotten out of Agent 33, and it's the best fight choreography I've seen on television all year.
It's great. It's a good show.
Bar none.
If you're not caught up on it, I would suggest going to the first season. I think it's on Netflix. Skip everything.
Don't watch it.
Just watch the Sif episode.
Yeah.
Watch the Sif episode and then start from Tahiti.
See, my suggestion is
which is where they discover the where.
Yeah. Watch Winter Soldier, then watch Tahiti.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then from Tahiti episode on, finish out season one. I'm helping you skip about 16 episodes
that you don't
need. It's worth it.
That you don't need. And then watch all of season two.
Yeah, and when you come
far.
Back
it's
for season two, even though I'm not going to spoil anything, but Lucy Lawless, Xena, she's rad. I love her.
It's great. It's great fun. And you get the Howling Commandos at the beginning. You get so much good stuff.
Yeah. So of Edward James Olmos, he's playing a role of Robert Gonzalez.
He's a non-comic canon.
Okay. He's not in any comic books. Though if he becomes a fan favorite, I'm sure we'll see him in a year.
They just started the S.H.I.E.L.D. book.
And the S.H.I.E.L.D. book was great. It's Mark Waid.
I really enjoyed it.
I loved it. It's only one episode. It's only one issue. It's only one issue, but...
Computer monkey. There's a monkey made out of computers. It's great.
Yeah, it's the best.
Wait, what?
You heard me. Computer monkey.
Computer monkey.
I actually don't remember. I have to look that up.
I really want it to just be computer monkey.
So the Marvel site said that there would be massive repercussions for Director Coulson and his team once... Robert Gonzalez comes in.
Do you think they're bringing him in as a acting director since Samuel L. Jackson left, since Fury left?
No,
because Coulson's the director.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah,
do you think he could turn into somebody that we wouldn't be, you know, do you think it's possible he could turn into...
In the same way that, like, Sky did?
Yeah.
It's entirely possible. And I really liked that reveal. I thought that was a great reveal.
I loved that
Mr. Hyde was on television.
Yeah. That's mind-blowing. And then Jeff Loeb went on to say, when Almost first appears on our series, everyone will have to take notice, including our favorite agents.
Ooh.
See? Dun-dun-dun.
I'm excited. I love Edward James.
I just love the fan service that Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. does. It's like, mm-hmm. you like Battlestar Galactica? Cool, we're going to go get Adama, and we're going to put him on our show. I'm excited to see everyone.
And I have whole theories on Agent 33. I have a whole theory on what's
dude,
his name.
Don't say you have theories. Tell us the theories.
I think Agent 33 is going to turn into Madame Mask.
Now
think about who she's with right now.
Ward.
She's with Ward.
Yeah, who's he going to turn into?
I don't know. Who's Madame Mask with usually?
No.
Gorgon?
The Hood.
The Hood, yeah.
No.
And who would be a great villain for the Defenders?
The Hood.
The Hood.
Oh my god.
But,
percolate.
See, and this just makes
percolate.
Me want this makes me want Kate Hawkeye even more because of the Madame Mask and Kate stuff. Okay, I have a thing. Guys, imagine
are we passing is that like the conch now?
She has the conch.
Dang, thank you.
If they have Edward Almost in, and what if he makes an appearance in a certain Captain Marvel movie? Because what if we get Katie Sackhoff as Captain Marvel, and then we could have them.
I want Katie Sackhoff as Captain Marvel so badly.
I just want them to hang out again. And then can we just get the President Laura, the actress, to come in and do something too?
Oh, what was her name? She was fantastic.
I love her too. I just want all the BSG cast.
Yeah, well, she could be the older pilot that hangs out at the bar.
Oh,
yeah. What's her name?
I can't remember her name. Captain Marvel is in love with
her mentor.
Her Amelia Earhart, if you will.
Yeah,
I think we're gonna find out who Captain Marvel is in Age of Ultron. I get that feeling.
Yeah, really? I think that's one of the reshoots.
But not casting wise.
I think we're gonna get Doctor Strange, Black Panther, and Captain Marvel, and maybe some other.
Well, I have no doubt that we'll get Black Panther. And
we
Age
know
of
we're
Ultron.
Getting Black Panther.
I think we're gonna get
that.
Everybody.
Yes, that would be
awesome.
I'm just wondering if they're gonna. Blow their load before Comic-Con, because I will say Marvel did not have a lot of great announcements at Comic-Con this past year.
They didn't really have any.
No.
And
what did they announce? Did they?
They didn't really make any announcement.
Ant-Man.
Yeah. The only announcements that I think kind of came out were that Corey Stoll was going to play Darren Cross or Yellowjacket. Like that was kind of the only thing.
Where like the previous years have been like we got the Winter Soldier announcement and
we get Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. was an announcement coming, wasn't it?
Yeah, I believe so.
I think they've moved all their major announcements to the D23.
Convention. Oh, since Disney, but since Disney I don't know. That just I don't know. I want something good to look forward for. Basically, Marvel, give me something really great to report on at Comic-Con. I'm
trying to get us all to go to WonderCon instead, we don't have to drive. So I can sleep in my own bed.
I hope Ant-Man just kills it. I hope it's the best movie Marvel's ever made.
Everyone was like worried about Guardians. Like I remember even reading like something on Forbes that was like, "Oh, Guardians is going to be their biggest mistake of all time," and it's like, best movie ever.
Yeah, exactly.
You know?
Well, it's like when you get James Gunn or like really interesting directors. And you know you're gonna get something that's really cool and different, whether or not it's good or bad. I think that superhero movies need now, because there a lot of them are all freaking safe. Know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's the same formula, and so I think it's pretty cool that it would be cool to have. I'd like to see more interesting.
That's the thing with Marvel is I've learned not to like. Like, I might not be excited, but I know they've been pretty solid.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm like, okay, you know what? You made me excited about properties I didn't care about. And now I'm like, all right, I'll give it a chance.
You know, a lot of the Marvel movies, they're really good. Yeah. And they're really well done. It's just that, there's a time when I'll be sitting in the movie and I'll be like, okay, here comes the first battle.
Yeah.
Okay, there's the first battle. Now, it's just very formulaic, you know what I mean?
Yeah. All right. We are running out of time.
Oh, no.
So, very quickly, Netflix... Marvel finally has an air date for Daredevil of April 10th, 2015.
And all the episodes will be released
at once. So I'm going away for a week. Bye, guys.
I'll be away for a day.
I will be in my pajamas.
Yep. Oh, no, I'm just going to rewatch it over and over.
Wait, what day of the week is that?
It's the 10th.
No, is that a Monday, Tuesday?
Well,
it's the 10th.
Mm. That's
it's the 10th. Yeah, I don't know.
The 10th. I have a button for that.
Of April. April. Yeah, it is going to be.
Guys, it's a Friday.
Oh, Friday.
They prepared it for us.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
They know what they're doing.
Yeah.
They know what they're doing.
There's no reason to leave our house. That's good.
Exactly. And that'll be Charlie Cox as Matt Murdock or Daredevil. Vincent D'Onofrio, oh my God, I can't wait to see him as Kingpin.
Yeah, brilliant.
Mm-hmm. And Rosario Dawson as Night Nurse, who she did an interview a couple months ago where she said she really loved to play Night Nurse and Doctor Strange, and I was like, Rosario,
yeah.
I love you.
How do you guys feel about Charlie Cox's Daredevil?
I'm not too familiar with him. The only thing I know him from was Boardwalk Empire. Yeah. I've never seen Boardwalk Empire, but he was in Stardust, right?
Yeah, I love Stardust.
So
I think it's interesting casting. I think it's not quite
expected, really.
Which is what I like best. Is like anytime I go.
I do know that at the Daredevil panel at New York Comic Con last year, Jeff Loeb said that Kevin Feige called him before they even had the rights to Daredevil and said, "Hey, I found our Matt Murdock." And it was Charlie Cox. And Jeff Loeb's answer was, "We don't have the rights." And he goes, "Yeah, but someday we might. So if we ever get the rights, this is who I wanted to be, and I wanted to be a TV show." Mm-hmm. And then it happened.
Yeah.
So Kevin Feige is proof. Kevin Feige is proof that the secret works. So.
Oh my God, Matt.
Maybe it's Marvel.
So anyway, so that's exciting. I'm excited to see that. It seems like they're pulling a lot from Frank Miller and stuff. Hopefully we can see a trailer for it soon.
I'd like a little Bendis, a little Miller, I'd like a little bit of my favorite flavors. Mm-hmm. You know, maybe just a dash of Kevin Smith. Just a dash.
Sorry. I think I know what you're talking about.
No,
I wanted to bring up Spider-Verse all of a sudden.
Later.
The issue of Spider-Verse this week was
I'm with you on that.
This week's Spider-Verse.
So over at Fox, real quick, Channing Tatum is set to play Gambit. That's already been confirmed, but now we also know that it's going to be in 2016.
We actually have a full date, a full release date for that.
Do we?
Yeah, put in there.
Oh, October 7th, 2016.
Yeah.
You can't not see that face. It just like changed. Yeah.
Well, it was really hard going between that one and one of the Magic Mike.
I just had instant image of Gambit just being like, you know?
What it just fell. We are falling apart today.
There's just more and more things.
My purse. My goodness.
So you're excited about Channing Tatum as Gambit.
I don't know if I'm really excited about Channing Tatum as anybody, you know? No, and it's not anything against Channing
Tatum. We're excited for Channing Tatum being Channing Tatum.
Yeah,
that's great.
The thing is, I'm nothing against Channing Tatum. Yeah. It's Channing Tatum, you know what I mean?
This should be a drinking game. At home, every single time Channing Tatum is said by Chloe, take a drink.
No.
You'll be drunk in 10 seconds.
I don't know. He just strikes me like, I feel like Gambit's kind of more of like, you know, I don't know. I got to think of a dream cast for Gambit, but he's like more of like a tank, you know?
Yeah. He doesn't have that slim build that Gambit
I'm sorry. Gambit's a little skeezy, and Channing Tatum is too much like the guy next door, you know?
Channing Tatum is Captain America.
He really.
Do you see his face? Look at his jawline. Yeah. That's not a Gambit jawline. I'm sorry.
I'm going to go out on a limb here. Have we actually managed to figure out how to make a Gambit miniseries that was like comic book miniseries that was pretty good yet? Are we really ready for a solo film? Can Gambit hold a comic book at this point?
I'm not a
Gambit fan. I'm a Gambit in the X-Men fan.
Yeah, that's why he's relegated.
What they might do with it, you know? There's so many things you could do with Gambit, you know? Because I don't know.
They've never used him well in a film.
No. Yeah.
I don't want 2 hours with him. I want 2 hours of people wanting to find him or like being around. That's the thing.
Yeah, but that's what I mean.
I want 2 hours of him on a team.
Different with that.
That would be the Rogue film, though.
Yeah,
that's true. Well, who's playing Rogue again?
Is she even going to be in it?
We don't know. Yeah.
I thought they announced that she was for some reason.
I don't know if they're recasting all that because of the new stuff. All I know is that
it's not Taylor Kitsch anymore.
All I know, guys, that this is Fox. So anything that actually happens in the comics, don't expect it to happen in the films.
Yeah. No,
you know, they'll just make up.
You're a towel on our Facebook feed wrote, I like Tatum, but I can't get past that it's Tatum and not Gambit. So it's more or less we're not watching Gambit. I'm sure he's a very nice guy, but I'm kind of afraid to hear his Cajun accent.
And someone somewhere thinks they have a great idea with this. I want the person who thinks that this is a great idea to reassure me that it is, because they are not Marvel and they have not had. Is it?
By great idea, you mean we don't want to lose the rights to these characters.
I know.
Exactly the way I look at it. I just feel like, get the famous one.
Well, and we know from the Sony emails that there's been a lot of back and forth about like whether or not we can have Spider-Man. And I'll admit, I really want Ultimate Spider-Man instead of Peter Parker.
I agree.
To be in the Avengers. That would be really cool.
Because we need some more. We do need some more diversity. But that being said, Miles is such an interesting character.
Miles is fascinating. Yeah. And that way, there's no confusion. Yeah. It puts a nice line between Sony's Spider-Man.
I know.
All right. Yeah. We got to wrap it up.
We don't get to talk about Channing Tatum.
No, I'm sorry. More casting rumors. TJ Miller and Ed Skrein from
Dario
Naharis.
He's the best.
Are set to be in talks for Deadpool.
Huh. Wait, who would he play? So,
well, TJ Miller is, some people are saying Hydra Bob, but I don't think that Fox has the rights to Hydra Bob, so it's most likely going to be Weasel.
All right.
He's like a tech expert.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, he's like, he's Deadpool's arms dealer.
Yeah, he's the arms dealer.
Good cast, good cast.
And then Ed Skrein, a lot of people are assuming is going to be T-Ray, which is kind of like the big bad for Deadpool. So,
okay.
Kind of, it's
so,
relatively
so
straightforward.
So, no Hitmonkey?
No, that was, I cried. Cried a little bit.
Channing Tatum as Hitmonkey. Yeah.
Channing Tatum as everything.
Yeah.
So,
and Bryan Cranston.
I love TJ Miller being in a Deadpool movie. I think that's a perfect fit.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I think so too.
Anyway, moving on real fast. Sorry, we've got to do this. Question of the week was, what do you guys want to call yourselves?
Yeah, we left this to our fans to come up with a cool name.
Because we can't call you Schmoville anymore because we're on the Popcorn Talk Network. Chris Skalicki said Marvelites.
Mm-hmm.
Jonathan Livingston Flores says Marvel Knights. Josh DeMaio says Agents of Marvel. Liam Logrand said members of the Merry Marvel Marching Society.
I like that one.
Yeah, that's kind of
Colin
where my
Graham brothers. Said Marvel Zombies. And Carlo Petticino said Marvelians.
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 I like Taliesins. Taliesin had a really good one.
Yeah, but I don't get to add myself into this.
What was yours?
It was the Colonels because...
The Colonels because popcorn.
Popcorn Talk.
It's so good.
It is, but we're the Marvel show on
The Marvel show on Popcorn Talk.
Yeah, Colonels.
I'll think somewhere
Super
there's a
kernels.
Somewhere there's a pun between Stanley and popcorn, and I will find the Stanley popcorn pun. It's
Stanley
there.
Popcorn?
Stanley.
Just like a terrible comic book character. Stanley Popcorn.
Stanley Popcorn.
So we've got Marvelites, Marvel Knights, Agents of Marvel, Merry Marvel Marching Society, Marvel Zombies, or Marvelians.
Okay.
I'm
not going to vote.
Cook said Marvelians.
Okay, I don't want to vote. I just want to say, like, we have to remember it has to be hashtagable. So whatever we go with.
No.
I know. In this new age of social media.
Mm-hmm.
So it either has to be something
that's
we
the
can.
The Twitter?
The Tweeter.
Tweeter? Is that what it's called?
Yes.
Tweeter.com?
Yeah, Tweeter.com.
Well, if you went with the members of the Merry Marvel Marching Society, it would just be hashtag
M-M-S. Or M to the 4 or 5.
Yeah, MX4.
Hashtag MMMS.
Yeah. MMMS.
That's, oh, I mean, that's like
Merry Marvel Marching Society.
That's what they would put in their comic books for like 2 years. Like, it'd be like, be a member of the MMMS, and it'd be like Thing doing like...
Or the 3MS.
Oh, you gotta do that.
The 3MS.
Guys, I can't vote because I'm not a member of the...
No, we're gonna open up to our guests.
You get to vote.
I vote for MMMS.
Yes. All right.
I like that because we're the 3 M's on the show.
True.
So
true.
I like that.
3 M's.
Oh, that's so
good. No, it's simpatico. Yeah, the members of the Merry Marvel Marching Society.
Sorry, Matt Cook.
What was your vote?
I was going between Merry Marvel Marching Society, which I've always been a fan
of.
I really want to have that song.
You can get your own version of it. We'll make a karaoke track or something.
Yes, please do.
All right.
And I was between that and Marvelians. I was with Cook on that. So.
Yeah, that's a good one, too. That's definitely good.
That's my second choice.
It looks...
What's everyone saying? Oh, hey, I have an idea.
Marvelites. I said Marvelites. Oh, Matt Cook is correcting me. He said Marvelites, not Marvelians.
Oh, okay.
Sorry, Cook.
Well, how about we take the three? Why don't we take Marvelites, Marvelians, and members of the Merry Marching Marvel Society, and we put those three to vote for next week? For our fans.
You know what? We'll have a fan vote.
Yeah.
Like, you can do that on Facebook.
We'll have ultimate showdown. Yeah. That works.
Okay,
because
so,
that's who they are.
Yeah,
right?
they should name themselves.
Yeah, they should name themselves. We shouldn't be the ones to vote. So,
do you guys hear
that? Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
Tune in next week when you hear No Spiggy say.
So we're saying Marvelites, Marvelians, and MMMS?
Yes.
Okay, cool. So we will put that up for next week, and we want you, the fans, to go to our Facebook page and vote. What do you want us to call you whenever we start our show, and how will we talk to you, and... Any conventions and everything else.
And somehow a Robin will die at the end of it. Aww. We promise. We'll kill a Robin somewhere.
We will not kill a Robin.
Kill a Robin.
Taliesin
just killed
Robin. No, he won't. I promise. There is no animal cruelty on this show.
Damian Wayne is going back in the earth.
All right. So that, everyone, that is our show.
Yeah.
We're going to end on killing a Robin.
Real quick, I do have some some things going forward. I want to tell all of our listeners.
Okay, go for
it. So because it's the new year, we've got all sorts of new and exciting things happening. We now have the ability to kind of like add more content. So our shows itself are going to be less news heavy, more what you saw today of us actually talking and sharing our opinions. But as news comes out, we can now come online and record stuff and post stuff on YouTube.
Yeah, we're going to try and do like quick little 1 minute YouTube reviews of comic books that we've read that week.
News that we may have missed. So yeah, because there's so much news.
Subscribe to our channel. Yeah.
Subscribe to the YouTube channel on Popcorn Talk. And you know, if there's something that you want us to talk about, comment and tell us and we'll talk about it just one-on-one with you and all of YouTube.
Also, if you want to do a Google Hangout, I did one yesterday that was a lot of fun. So reach out to us and ask if we can schedule like a week ahead of time. We're happy to do that, you know, every time. So anyway, is there anything else?
No, I'm pretty excited.
Are we all good?
I'm good.
We've spoken our piece. All right. Thank you for joining us on our first show back in 2015. We hope to have a very fun year of more Marvel news. We will have you guys back, I hope. We enjoyed having you. Find us on, you can find us on iTunes or on YouTube. Please subscribe to us. You can find us through popcorntalknetwork.com. Marvel Movie News is our name. Again, I'm Matt Key, at The Matt Key.
I'm Meredith Placco, at M Placco.
I'm Chloe Dykstra, at Skydart.
I'm Taliesin Jaffe, at Executive Goth.
And that is our show. Thank you for joining us, everybody. Happy New Year in 2015. And all right, bye.
From producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, Christian Harloff, and the entire Popcorn Talk Network, we would like to thank you for tuning in. For questions or comments, be sure to visit popcorntalk.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of the Popcorn Talk Network.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of its owners or principals.